You are not fit to be called a human being also. Which the Quran Sharif says, Ulaika kal an'am wal hum adall. Such people are like animals, even worse than animals. Even a dog that just gets a piece of bread from your dog, it stays loyal to that dog. And it is loyal in every aspect to its master. How a dog will run after its master everywhere. And Allah who gives us everything, things which we cannot imagine, and if a person does not even acknowledge Allah, from the ma'rifat of Allah comes the love of Allah Ta'ala. So, what a pity on that heart that hasn't found your love. Do jahan ka maza, usko haasil nahi. The enjoyments of both the worlds that person cannot experience. Neither the enjoyments of this world, neither the akhirah. Jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi. That heart which is void, which is empty of the love of Allah. He might be a very pious person, might be even sacrificing and doing lot work of deen also. But he won't get any enjoyment, not in his namaz, not in his tilawah, anything. If a person reads somebody else's love letter, by mistake it came to you, what enjoyment you get. But when it's your love letter, even if it's not written properly and anything, it puts you into an ecstasy. So if you have love for Allah, what ecstasy don't you have? And if you don't have, it's like even making namaz but you're reading somebody else's love letter. You don't enjoy it, you feel out of Quran, your dhikr, nothing, no enjoyment. And when you get that love of Allah which is for you, your love letter, then even you're eating your food, you look at your wife, what enjoyment you get. When you go and sleep, what enjoyment you get. When you get up, what enjoyment you get. You get up middle of the night, what enjoyment you have when you have found the love of Allah Ta'ala. So the enjoyment of this world also, of our deen also, of our dunya also, is when a person has found Allah. And Allah is coming to his heart. And big, big problems a person can handle easily. He can give away properties and properties also, it becomes easy for him. But if you haven't found Allah, you can't spark with a few cents also. That also becomes difficult for you. If you have found Allah, and Allah will never let anyone down. Allah will always the person, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ قَدَرِ. But that the people did not recognize Allah as Allah is supposed to be recognized. If we sacrifice for Allah, well Allah let us be destroyed. Allah is feeding and looking after the snakes, the scorpions, the pigs also. It's not proper to say in the praises of, but when all these things, then a mu'min who for Allah's sake he sacrifices, Allah won't look after him. What won't Allah give him? So Allah Ta'ala is that being that if we are loyal to him, and even slightly, and Allah is so merciful that if you can't cry in your tawbah and istighfar, Allah said, just put a mask of crying, which is you not genuine, and Allah knows it 100%. But Allah says that also itself. When Allah is so merciful, where are you living Allah and going somewhere else? Our condition will be فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, that we run towards Allah Ta'ala. How a child runs to its mother, and the children troubling it or something, it sees its father, mother, how it runs, that we should really be leaving this dunya and running to Allah Ta'ala. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا. And that the person who got this love of Allah, it's not his achievement. It is not his work and his understanding, his thinking. It was the gift of Allah. And that Allah gave you that gift, Allah wants you and is drawing you to you. This is Allah's kindness. Otherwise, where are we that somebody will want us? وَرْنَا هَمْ چَاہْنَا کہ تو قَابِلْ نَهِمْ. We are not worth of anything whatsoever. That you choose us, a person, a rich man, a big businessman, he's got 10 pens on his desk, on his pen holder. He has to sign a check. He can choose whichever pen he wants to. If the friend was rich, he wrote the 10 million check, and that friend boasts, I wrote a 10 million check. It's not none of your achievement. He's got 10 pens, and he's got in his drawer how many other pens? He could pull out another new pen. So it's none of your achievement if Allah chose you, and He chose you for His love. It's not that I work and I had the understanding. It is only, we are not fit that we should be loved and we should be desired. It is only the kindness of Allah. On which check page you write that 10 million rand, check number 247, whatever the check number might be, and the check page boasts that I am worth 10 million rand. Then in many cases when the arrogance comes, pride, a mistake is made. Then you will put two lines across the check page, cancel. So if we get pride in us, it must not happen, Allah cancels us. That I think I got the love of Allah, I'm very pious, I'm very righteous. The minute this comes, it must not happen that Allah cancels us. And that person will write his check on another page, or another check page he will use to write out the check. Allah will choose anyone. As we read, Hazrat's dua, that saw Sahala Gabar, the person was worshipping idols for 100 years. But when he humbled himself to Allah, Allah made him the pride of the awliya, the envy of the awliya. And a person can be the pride of the awliya, and pride comes in you, Allah, then Allah will cancel you. So we must never have the pride in us that I save myself from guna, I do this, I achieve this, I got lot of love of Allah, whatever, never ever. Humility is greatly loved by Allah Ta'ala. Sohbat-e ahli dil jisne paayi na ho. And this all comes from the company of the righteous, those who have this and who are conscious and worried of the condition, from them a person will get this. If you go to, you want to become an engineer, go to engineering university. When you become a doctor, go to medical university. If you want these qualities of being of Allah wala wa ibadah rahman, alladhina yamshuna ala al-ardi hawna. If you want all that qualities, then go to ibadah rahman. Go to those people who are connected with Allah. That is where you want to get these qualities. A person who didn't get the company of Ahlullah, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. His love is not love, it's infatuation. His heart is not a heart of love, it is just a biological heart. A person lives living in a dream world on his own. Like for example, somebody went in Jamaat, he got shot and has become alim. But for whatever reason, he says, I'm not going to Darul Uloom, I can become the alim on the internet. And he goes on the internet and he does a course on the internet. What kind of alim would he be? There are so many Darul Ulooms that you take admission outside his big name Darul Uloom, but inside they hardly really teaching any kitab. Students are more on holiday. There's hardly anything. And such darulums usually very big jalsas also they have. There are reports of such darulums, they go and kidnap students of other darulums and they graduate and yeah, he graduated today. He's not even a student of that madrasa. So all this is just a whole big false front. So that that doesn't cut any grass. So to have the reality, to live in a dream world, I got a less love. But one woman come in front, finished, now where's Allah's love? You can't get up for tahajjud, you can't get up for fajr, you must sing fajr after fajr, and you're claiming I got Allah Ta'ala's love. That is no love whatsoever. A person who is genuine, his life changes also accordingly. True love will bring the effects of that love, otherwise you're just dreaming I'm in love. If your beloved asks you for one small thing, no, I can't do it, I'm sorry. How many cases a person will talk big words of love, but your own wife, she asks you for something, and then no, I can't do it. You are stingy, you don't want to spend money on her. Well, you don't call that love. Like Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali wrote, a person, his dog was dying of hunger. So he was crying big crocodile tears. So somebody asked him, what's wrong? He said, my dog is dying. My lifelong companion, how I love this, how loyal my dog is. What's wrong? Why is he dying? Some illness, sickness, what's happening? He's hungry, no food. And this big basket you got on your head, what's in there? Bread. So I said, you give me 1-2 pieces of bread. He says, that cost me money. My tears are free of charge. So I can shed all the tears so that you don't call love. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Rujiani Rahmatullah Ali, very great, great Mufti Faiz of Pakistan, Karachi, passed away recently. So he said once he was going on a journey, perhaps for Hajj, Umrah, whatever journey. So all the murids were crying, Hazrat, I mean, to miss you, Hazrat, you're going away, everything. So he said that, I've written a kitab, my wasaya, my advices, my parting advices. And they are kept in the office free of charge. So whoever wants to, take a copy and then you can practice, you can see how much love you got from me. Then he said, the thought came to me that you see how genuine they were. So the people who are in charge in the office, I asked them, how many people took kitabs? Not one person. So tears are free of charge, but to make amal, then to practice, and that is the object. The true genuine khanka is not just a big talks and majlis and eating and big at the car, but the amal, how much are we doing amal? That is the criteria, how much are we practicing? So not one person took one kitab also. And when they meet you, oh, how big tears they are crying. Hazrat, we love you so much. But all that, there is no sincerity, there is no genuineness. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, that place where we don't find your love, O Allah. Hey, whatever it can be, in other words, it can be big things of deen also. It can be, like for example, in front of it says, ho ke manzil bhi, wo meri manzil nahi. It is a station on this path, but that is not my station. You are going to Cape Town, by train for example, and you reach Kimberley, it's a station. In order to reach, without that you won't reach. Beaufort West is a station, but it is a station, but it's not my station. I want to reach Cape Town. So all this on the path to Allah Ta'ala. What we are doing, the means, don't make them the object. That for example, I'm going to Majlis every week, so I'm very pardon. But that's not your object, that's the means. You have to pass the station to come to Majlis, for example, but it is to find Allah and to build our connection and to have that in outward amal also must be there, and they must have life and inward connection also with Allah. That is when a person reaches what is called ihsan, that he is as though when he makes ibadat, he is seeing Allah Ta'ala. And if he does not reach that stage, that he knows Allah is watching. When I'm making my namaz, my tilawat, my dhikr, my dua, it mustn't be an unmindfulness. My relationship with my wife, at that time also Allah's thoughts, that what am I telling her? My anger at that time, whatever else, or in love, some haram things I'm permitting her. All the Allah is there, all the time, wherever we are, the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, that is the way, that is my station. That a person reaches the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. Hey. Hey, haq se laga kar di jo apna dil. And the test of it, Allah ki Hazrat has given here, what a shahar of Hazrat. A person who connects his heart with anything besides Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is halal also, and his heart is in something else, in your motor car, in your business, in your holiday, in your wife, in your children, your heart is in there. You fully, you are connected with them. Or haram, in fact. How many people are involved in haram, and their heart is in haram. They are prepared to, the wife also they discard, they throw a wife one side, they are going for some haram. Don't worry about the wife also. Don't worry about the business also. Don't worry about your health also. You're not worried about your respect and honor also. That haram you want to do, I just want to do that. So a person who does things like that, they ulfat ke ham, ka wo haamil nahi. That person hasn't got the love of Allah. He's just living in a dream world. He's imagining he's got Allah's love. But if he's so much involved in other things, and he forgets Allah Ta'ala, and he breaks the laws of Allah, no connection with Allah, he's just, when the few minutes, whenever, like when majlis time, you're making majlis yourself, you're talking big about Allah. Other times Allah is not in your life also. Or when you're listening, or whenever else, wherever you are, and you think, I got great love, the test of it to see, that if you have a person who is not only connecting, but he is putting his heart into anything besides Allah Ta'ala. Halal things also, they are permitted, but he goes over the limit, over 50% in the halal thing. And haram is not permitted at all. If it, all these things are so, I must become a rich man, I must get this deal, I must get this job, I must get this shop, whatever, so much you are into all those things, that means you haven't got truly the love of Allah. That is a sign which everyone can test himself. Aapka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi. This is what we have to reach. I'm only yours. What makes you happy? What you would like from me? What you want? That is all what I want. I don't want anything else. Koi layla nahi, koi mahmil nahi. No layla is mine. That is, even if it is your halal wife, but she wants you to take her for a holiday which is haram, where all wrong things will be taking place. No, you love her so much, but I can't do this, I'm sorry. Your children are forcing you. We have to go to Durban for holiday now. And we have to go book a hotel right on the beach, where all the filth and dirt is happening. No, I can't do this now. Some other time, when there isn't all the crowd and anything, or some other place, where there isn't all this. But, so that is the test. That even your Layla, whether she's your wife, or you go and book for some haram somewhere, that is totally out of the question. No position. Somebody, Ja and Ba. Ja, name, fame. I must get this position. I must get myself into that post. I must get myself, even if it is haram, even if you are bribing, even if you are doing wrong things, that is a sign that you haven't got Allah Ta'ala. Keh raha hi ye akhtar, babam ye dohar. Hazrat says, I'm saying this, I'm saying it, with the beat of the drums, how you beat the drums and loud noise. I'm making open elan, and I'm shouting and calling, and I'm saying this without any fear of any, my words can be wrong. Any fear of?
Repercussion.
Repercussion of, that I'm saying wrong things that nobody can prove me wrong. I'm saying this is 100% right thing. The sea of the love of Allah without any fear of contradiction. The sea of the love of Allah has got no shore. Your whole life you will swim in the sea of the love of Allah. In other words, increase your love. Increase your love. You throw a ball up, let it go up all the time. Don't let it stop anymore. You are swimming, don't stop swimming. Keep on swimming till your mort comes. Allah is infinite, His love is infinite. All His sifat, His qualities are infinite. So there is no limit to it. And this is Allah's great ihsan. Which ulama have given a very beautiful example, that if there is a jalsa is taking place, you got 8-10 ulama who are going to speak. And you got the whole itinerary in front of you. So you see also that, now after this is this person here. After you heard the first person, when he came on the stage, eyes are wide open. After 5 minutes, okay, we heard him now. Now next one, you have to see, hear the next one. And when he comes on, again eyes are wide open for 5 minutes. Now we have heard him. Now the next one. So if Allah was also one, then there was an end to Allah. Then who now after Allah? But Allah, there is no end whatsoever. And Allah is the only one on the stage. And Allah is forever there. So if you have connected yourself with Allah, what enjoyment don't you need? And also, the people who, in this dunya things, when we were studying in India, when we should travel by plane, sometimes we should meet some foreigners, and then that should make us happy, we should be at least seeing some foreigners, start some discussion, many of them, used to be in those days, in the 60s, 70s, from Europe, America, and they were hippies. It was the hippie time. And we should discuss with them what made you become hippies. And in most cases, they were wealthy themselves or the children of extremely wealthy poor people. They say we tried everything in life. This tired us. Exhaust, we got bored doing this. This we start, we got bored doing that. That we start, we got bored. Now we just became like vagabonds. Like just traveling around. No clothes properly, no place to stay properly, no food, just like that. So if Allah Ta'ala was like that, that now we have exhausted Allah. Now what we have, there is nothing else. But the sea of the love of Allah, there is no shore to it. So your whole life you will carry on. You will never ever become depressed. You will never become bored. You will never say, I hit the ceiling now. Now there is nothing more for me to do. I reached the sky. Now there is nothing unless love and unless enjoyment. And Allah bi kulli yawmin huwa fi shan. Allah is in every split second in a different splendor. And if you have connected yourself with Allah, you will be in a different splendor. And all this enjoyment just carries on. It is to connect ourselves. And the starting point is to attend the majalis regularly. And when we attend the majalis, let us be present with our bodies and our minds also. Our bodies are also here, and our mind and heart is also present. And then, when we not attend the majalis, then our zikr must carry on regularly. Properly our zikr. A person who does that, that person will move forward. And even some of us are such, we come to the majalis, but we are making our zikr all the time. And that's the time that you will postpone your zikr and your mahamunat, when your shaykh is present. And when the shaykh is not there, then your zikr. In front of the shaykh, lot of zikr. And if shaykh is not there, then our zikr is not right. So if we are doing it the opposite to it. When the shaykh is there, then postpone. Our shaykh, rahmatullah, used to say, I don't use the word, cancer, no. Zikr is very important, and it is disrespectful to use the word like cancer, for you put it off, etc. But push forward to a later time. And when you're on your own, that's the time you're supposed to keep yourself warm. When the shaykh is there, he's your heater. When the shaykh is not there, then your heater is your zikr is your heater. So when the shaykh is there, then we don't use the heater. When the shaykh is not there, then we are not using the heater. And when the shaykh is there, we use the heater. This is like the Shoshuruza, the Trans-Karu train that goes to India. When it's hot, the heater is working. And at night in the desert, when it becomes cold, the heater doesn't work. So the person is called, when the sun is hot and extra heat, how you suffer. And at night, when it's cold, then there's no heat. So unfortunately, that does not benefit the person. Do it the right way, Allah give us all the time. Today, Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Dhamatul Khatib was here, and we discussed one very, very many mashallah. These are Allah Wala, they're all the time only about deen they are talking. So, one very beautiful point he mentioned, we were talking about making shukr. And he shared, Dr. Abdul Hay Aliki Rahmatullah Ali, one of his most major qualities was to make shukr all the time. And he says it was unbelievable in small, small things which we don't even ever consider as anything. But how he used to highlight it and make shukr on those things. For example, now Ustad, Maulana Ahmad Bera Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told us that when you take your shoes from the shoe rack, don't just throw them down on the ground like useless things, like dirt and that. He said the day when your shoes are not there, somebody stole them. Then you make qadr of that shoes. Otherwise, who make qadr of shoes? Whoever makes shukr to Allah, you gave me shoes. Or your friend is playing a prank with you and he hid one of your shoes away. Not until you sit in your parishan. So this your shoes, you say take it, and also this shows a raw, unruly person taking his shoes and bending it down. It shows haughtiness and pride also. Put it down nicely. And then also make qadar and make shukar kanda you gave. Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali says that I complained I had no shoes until I met a man who had no legs. So even shoes are great na'mat, make qadar. And think also, if I had no feet, where should I wear my shoes? You buy a new pair of shoes, somebody gave you a present of shoes, how much shukar you won't make to them? But for your own, that are left in the shoes, and if you did not have feet, where should you wear your shoes? How much shukar you have to make? No? The whole body, perhaps there are certain parts which are very ugly, amongst them the toes you. Even the toes and your legs also, how many people legs also are, and especially people who have got arthritis, etc., like the roots of the trees, those toes, one on top of the other, but the shoes cover it up, and you look so nice, and it looks over it, mashallah. And the dua also, alhamdulillah, alladhi kasani, ma huwari bihi awrati, wa tajammalu bihi fi hayati. All praise is due to Allah who gave me these clothes to wear, with which I hide all the faults of my body. And I look beautiful. You got a big stomach. Now you wear a bigger size kurta, you hide all that. Without that, how will you look? Look in the mirror, how you look. And also, that Allah gave us our meat on our body, our skin. That also is hiding our faults. When you have to take an x-ray, you have to run from your own x-ray. If you take an x-ray of your head and you see that, I'm this ghost or how it looks like, that Allah covered it up with the meat, the flesh, etc. And with clothes, Allah make us look nice. Otherwise, how will you? So, Jee, so Mufti Sahib was explaining about shukar. And on that one very important point that he said, a person who makes shukar, shaitan will never overpower that person. A person who's got a habit of making shukar, but our habit is more to complain. Shukar we hardly make, and Allah himself says, wa qaleelu min ibadi ash-shukur. Very few of my servants make shukar. And those who that make shukar also, wa qaleelan ma tashkur. Those make also very little shukar. Shukar, in fact, like if a person is eating food, shukar in between read, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, alhamdulillah. At the end make the dua, that is, Allah says, that is the pay for the food. And if you eat in a restaurant and you don't pay, what big problems you're going to have? How much you'll be humiliated, disgraced, you are not paying now the money for what? And Allah, we eat it all the time and we don't pay. We don't make shukar. Complain we may not. Today the food is too hot, today the salt is too much, today this is not right. But where do we make shukar? So anyway, so Mufti Sahib said, the ayat of the Quran Sharif, the shaitan said that I will come to them from the right. Summa la atiyannahum. I will come to each one of Bani Adam. Because of them I got thrown out of Jannah. I will come to each summa la, and with great stress he said, summa la atiyannahum. We may be aidihim, from in khalqihim, from in front, from the back. Wa imanihim. One shala'ilihim, from the right, from the left. All sides will come, temptations, fitness, all types of evil thoughts, gunas, I won't give them. I'll come from all sides. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. You won't find most of them that they make shukar. So if you make shukar, shaitan won't be able to have control. So this is an easy way to add also, then stupidity or whatever, I told Mufti Sahib, I will say something and I want to whether it's correct. That if a person just develops one quality which Allah loves, there are many qualities which are, just develop one, on the basis of that Allah will pull you towards Him completely. And Allah will make your total islah after that. If a person just starts making shukar, Allah loves that so much, He pulls you to this person. Then Allah will give you humbleness, Allah will give you ibadat, Allah will protect your eyes, Allah will give you good character, everything Allah will. Just have humbleness in you, humility. Allah loves humility so greatly. By that Allah will pull you to you. And once He has pulled you to you, whatever else has to be done, Allah will do it. And there are so many cases of that. For example, the scene of India, when there was a prince, a young boy, he went to a fair. And he loved his two doves that he had kept always on his shoulders. To have royal doves, how expensive they must be. So he wanted to drink water. And he was a young girl, 9, 10 years, a young girl said. So he said, won't you keep my doves while I drink water? She said, no problem. He drank the water and then he went and fetched it. Two pigeons, two doves, one was missing. So he was now upset, angry. What happened? Where's my pigeon? Where's my dove? She said, casually, no big deal, it flew away. And for him, it's such a big thing, such a royal, big, expensive pigeon. Dove, it flew away. How did it fly away? She made the other one fly. That's just it. On that he fell in love with her. In the whole life he lived with her. He built Taj Mahal for her. Right? Even in the whole world goes and sees Taj Mahal. What call it, one of the wonders of the world. So if Allah put you on one thing, and finish, Allah will do everything for you after that. So shukr is such a quality which is lazim. It's what insan lazim will do, you can't do without it. What then, what blessings Allah has given you? That this is what is coming to Kanta. This is what is called Sohbat of the Shaykh, that this quality comes into us. That we start learning to make shukr. And shukr for everything. And if we just have to consider, the same Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi, rahmatullah, when he was invited by somebody for meals, after the meals from Perga, he thanked the house lady. And Jazakallah, you cooked very nicely, pretty much appreciated, gave advice. He went away, but she started crying. Very profuse. So her husband asked her, what's wrong? Why are you crying like this? She said, let's see, 40 years I'm feeding you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah. And wherever I have mentioned this, many people admitted, my whole life he didn't tell Jazakallah to the wife. We also have to think here, how many of us ever told the wife? We feel it below our dignity. We think that she'll sit on our head if we're going to tell her. She'll take advantage of us. No, do it with sincerity for Allah's pleasure. She says, see, Maulana, I tell you one meal, how much he appreciated it. So he left his lesson, the next day they were eating. He said, he started, Jazakallah, very nice, I appreciate. Again she started crying. So he asked, now why are you crying? I'm thanking you. She said, there 40 years I'm feeding you, cooking for you. Not one day you praised me, you thanked me. He said, my food was nice. Today when the neighbor's wife sent the food, there's no limit to your praises. You're just going on one way praising the food. So anyway, so to be thankful. And how many of us are thankful? What then, what don't our wives? And they should be thankful to the men. Right? The lights are burning every day. If the men don't pay electricity bills, they don't put in the prepaid, etc., then there won't be lights. But you just take it for granted. The telephone is working all the time. If you don't pay the bill, then they set the phone, water, everything else. You will die, you make sure all the groceries are in the house, everything is there. We also don't appreciate, the man also don't appreciate, Allah loves that person. And, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. A person who hasn't learned to be thankful to man will never be thankful to Allah. And we think that to make shukr of Allah, that is right, that we can understand. But to tell my wife, Jazakallah, to tell my boss, the boss will take advantage of me. Oh, this man here, he understands, so he'll take more advantage of me. Or if the boss has to thank the worker, mashallah, you're a very good worker in that, then the worker will take advantage of me. But Allah, you know, Allah won't take advantage. But if you don't make shukr here, you won't get the profit to make shukr to Allah. So a person who learns to make shukr and learn the working and nas, generally, whoever does a favor, and then it comes in the hadith, no matter how big a favor somebody did for you, if you tell him Jazakallah, that is enough also. But that also we don't say. And the complete Jazakallah is Jazakumullah Khaira. Try and use the word Khaira also. Not only Jazakallah, Jazakumullah Khaira. So, we should learn to be thankful, to appreciate the favors of Allah. Ye sunnat-e-nabawi aur family planning. the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on the other side, family planning, which today is not only has been introduced in the world, it's a norm in the world. Whether even if we are Muslims, even if we are ulama, pious people, we all just want small families. And we all want to curb having more children. Now it is no more a thing which they have to promote. By nature it is amongst us. Alhamdulillah, there are still some countries, African countries, Muslim countries, Asian Muslim countries, where this family planning has no effect upon them. And they work against it. But we, living in a Western society, but all our Western education at school, etc., our minds are now, we don't even think of it, that we are doing something wrong. And we all just want small families. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ne farmaya nikah karo, kyunke main tumhari zariye dusri ummaton par tumhari tahrat dekhunga, dikhaunga. Aap Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, get married and through that have children. By that the ummah will be big and I will be happy on the day of Qiyamah that my ummah is the biggest ummah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to make the ummah big. حضرت ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے فرمایا اس امت میں وہ شخص بہت اچھا ہے جو کثیر القیام ہے. جس روایت میں نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے that person is a very good person who has got lot of children. And today we all, ایک جو بچے ہوتے ہیں گھر میں کیا ہیں وہ اچھے ہوتے ہیں. All these, you just have one, two children in the house. And that is good. Our minds are trained like that. And all excuses we find that not to have not children. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ke ziyada bache jhadne wali aurat se nikah ki ummat ko targhib di. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se may encourage that marry that woman who can give birth to lot of children. Doesn't mean when just certain experience, you see her family, her mother, her sisters, that have been dead, how that girl, after she came here, that the family, generally they are giving birth to a lot of children, get married in such a family. So that your wife also, her mother had 10 children, 12 children, marry such a girl, that she will also now have that. If the mother also just said true, she's going to tell the daughter, that you don't have more than 2 children, and you must control. Today, good pious people clearly tell the daughters and tell the son-in-law that you must control, don't mustn't have. This is also family planning. Family planning is not only you go to a clinic and whatever, you go through all the other things, but this is all also family planning. So that is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ne kasrat ummat ko pasand karna hai. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to have not children, big ummah. Or Quran al-Majeed pe Allah ne wazi karna hai. And Allah ta'ala in the Quran sharif se apne aulaad ko bhook ke dar se qatl na karo. Don't kill your children in the fear of poverty. And today we also not children. How are you going to educate them? How are you going to clothe them? Where are you going to get the food from? We are worried about that. And all types of family planning comes inside, it is abortion. Whether whatever way that you use it, in some way, to some level or the other, it comes into this abortion. Remember, may you may risk later home or don't have risk later. Unless I give them their rosy and I give you your rosy. And in fact, when you get married, your rosy increases. You are now responsible for your wife's rosy. And Allah is going to give it, and you the great meaner, Allah will increase your rosy so that you can provide for. When a child will come, Allah will increase your rosy so that you can provide for your child. How quickly it will be your name that I am now earning more and providing for my children. But it is Allah who is giving the giver of rosy. جبکہ ہماری تمام طاقتیں اس بات کے لیے استعمال ہو رہی ہیں کہ اسی طرح ہم بچے خوشحال گھرانے کا مصداق بن جائیں. Today, جب ہماری تمام طاقتیں, all our efforts and all our capacities and capabilities are being used for this, that we want less children and a happy life. We don't want lot children and all now the this one is trying, that one slept, this one here, and in our mind we haven't got money, now all are poor also, you can't give them education also. Shaitan puts in inna shaitana ya'idukum al-faqr. Shaitan puts in front of you poverty all the time. School fees, madrasa fees, uniforms, textbooks. What shaitan doesn't put you on you? University is compulsory. It's the first college today. You have the university fee. How can you get 10 children? Oh, out of the uniforms, made or something. Out of the question, 1-2 children and bring them up properly. This is what shaitan is putting to our minds. And this is an accepted effort against the Muslim, against the world. Not only Muslims, all this family planning, they make their children, their women, better. Many places, those we think we are very clever, but the people in rural areas, North Africa, in Asia, in Pakistan, where they say they give you polio injections, where they say they give you your inoculations when the child is born, all this they put that in there, that medicine, that you don't have blood children, or that you don't have children. They only want so many people in the world who can serve them, who can become their slaves. And they live as lords. This is their Jannah. And they don't want other people to be the majority. On the one side, they make democracy the type of government. And the democracy, the people rule, so the majority. So now there are too much people who vote against them. So cut them down. Only keep so much what we all do. That only so much people keep them alive who can serve us. So that our dunya can grow nicely. So this is their system everywhere, and they fool the people, and the people in the West, this Taliban, and this Boko Haram thing were in Nigeria, whenever they want to, with this polio injections and this other type of injection, they fight against it. You see, these people are against health. They go on and they lie to the people. They are giving those injections and those inoculations so that you become better, sterile, if they don't have children. That is their objective. उनकी नस्लों को कम किया जाए हटकर कि ये सफाई हस्ती से मिट जाए एंड मेक अ नेस्ट सो दैट दे डोंट इवन एग्जिस्ट एनीमोर दिस इज द ऑब्जेक्ट मुशाहदा और तजुर्बात के मुताबिक जो खवाती बच्चों को कम करने के लिए अद्वियात इस्तेमाल करती है नाउ देयर इज अ डॉक्टर हिमसेल्फ अ बिग डॉक्टर ही सेज टू हिमसेल्फ फ्रॉम आवर एक्सपीरियंस एंड ऑल्सो वट वी हैव फर्स्ट हैंड वी हैव विटनेस्ड वट इज आवर पेशेंट टू कम टू देम We have seen that those women who are using various types of contraceptives, various types of family planning to make their children less, unki surat hal kuch yu hoti hai. The condition is such which he explains in front. We have a few examples, I'll just read one. Ye khatun ko bhi hoshi ke dore padte the. One woman who started using all this medicine that you don't have, and our woman for even small things and in the name of piety. That in Ramzan we don't want to have our menses. So they take the medicine, the tablets, etc. So they don't have menses. So they can keep all the rozas. But after Ramzan, to keep roza is like qiyam. They can't just do that. So in Ramzan, and this puts the whole cycle and the system and totally knocks it out. So one woman who was using all this, she was having a lot of becoming unconscious, falling unconscious. Riyad Muharraji ke liye bahut ilaaj kara. She did lot of treatment. And again, the stupidity of this, the thing which is causing this, we don't treat that. Now that you're getting unconscious, you're getting headaches, you're getting cramps, all your bones are paining, whatever else, now we're treating that. You have to give this up, but that they don't let your mind go to that. That you have to do. Family planning is compulsory, you have to. You can't do that, otherwise what you will end up with 10 children? What will be your condition? Now all other sicknesses come, now we're treating those sicknesses. She went to many places for treatment. Hatta ke peero, papiro ki chakkar laga. Now all army she started doing. Doctors couldn't help her, now this army, that army, all that. Lekin, aparata nadarat. But no help, nothing helped her. बच्चा के पास इलाज के लिए आया है दे ब्रॉट हर टू दिस डॉक्टर हियर फॉर ट्रीटमेंट उस खातून ने दौरान डॉक्टर को खुद ही बताया एंड ए गुड डॉक्टर इज टू फाइंड आउट योर हिस्ट्री एवरीथिंग मोर इन ट्रीटमेंट ही विल स्पीक टू यू एंड फाइंड आउट वेयर इज प्रॉब्लम So why this whole discussion he was having, he found out ke mere andar chhadna rakha hua hai, she has to have gotten roof in order to avoid the children. Aur jab se wo rakha hai, us waqt se jo hai shuru hua. From the time she has put the roof, from that time she is having all this problem. And this doctors won't tell you. In fact, they will deny this. These things have side effects, etc. But that is all the problem, all these things. Ab mujhe khud hi ehsaas hua hai ki ye rakhna mere haath mein na muafiq hai. She said, and now I realize myself, it wasn't right for me to put this loop, etc. Jab mariza ka chhalna nikalwa rahe hai, when they took out this loop, to munasib ilaaj ke baad sehat mand ho gaya. After reasonable treatment, she became well. So all these things, many things, everything, all the pet smears and all other things, this is in fact more harmful. The natural way is the right way. And all these things that they do, this is causing more harm. And on one side, you want to Islam's family planning is concerned to make the Muslim and the other peoples, because they have suffered the consequences themselves. In their countries, where they had one, two children, now we see the population is dwindling completely, and lot of all the people from one part of the world traveling to other part. In Germany, they say if they have to have a proper election, there will be a Turkish prime minister. So the Germans have gone so less in population, the Turkish people are more there. In Germany, many places are now cut them, kill them also. And they use this excuses of smallpox, of polio, this vaccine, that vaccine. Actually, it is all so that they make the people, the men also sterile, the women also make them barren. This is what their object is. So, unfortunately, our minds also never go to this. And we also think, oh, this Taliban and Mujahideen, and this this people, Mujahideen of Nigeria, the Boko Haram, etc. These people, that they also, what's wrong with these people? Why they don't want education, school education? Why they don't want vaccines free, they are giving it to them? And they went bomb their clinics. You see, these people are the humans. They're bombing the clinics, people who are coming here to help you, to save you from polio, to save you from smallpox, to save you from this. Actually, they know that, and we who are trained, our minds are made in a Western way. We think in a Western way, we can't fathom this also. And we also think these things are the first, that when a child is born, he must get his vaccine, he must be, the vaccination must take place, this must take place. This is all working against, not only the Muslims, against mankind. And they have suffered the consequences, just like Shaitan was thrown out of Jannah, now he wants his whole progeny, all Adam and Islam's progeny be put to. They got no children, now they want nobody else also to have children. And this is what they are. So we shouldn't fall into this, the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq. Today to swallow the sperm is not easy. Allah make it easy for us. In this kitab of the rights of the wife, we read a few ahadith. Further we read, Irshad farmaya ke Allah ta'ala se daro. Meri zuban janwaron ke baare mein. It comes in the hadith. Just see what teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where can the world teach us this? And fear Allah ta'ala with regard to the animals who haven't got tongues. In other words, they can't go and talk to you that we are suffering, that you are putting too much weight upon us, you are taking too much work from us, you are leaving us out in the cold, etc. They can't go and make demonstrations, and they can't protest or anything. You fear Allah ta'ala with regard to these animals. Jab sawari karo, to unki poor ka andaaza karo. When you travel upon them, you sit on the animals, a horse, a camel, an elephant, anything. Use it for transport, see what is the condition. Is it a weak animal, strong animal? Who are you putting on top? The weight, don't put over the limit weight on that animal. Or, tabal thakne ke unko chhod do. And before they get tired, leave them, let them graze. Let them leave them free, give them their rest. اِتَّقُ اللَّهُ بِهَارِهِ بَهَارِنَ الْمَعَجَنَ فَرْتَبُوهَا صَالِحَا وَتَرْقُوهَا صَالِحَا. That use them when they're in a good condition and leave them when they're still in a good. Don't over-exert them. The same thing also applies to a car. Don't hammer the car. Don't don't the really driving sharp corners, sharp brakes, etc. Long distances, you don't stop, you don't let the engine cool off. That is not the way. Everything, even a car, even an aeroplane, even a machine, use it in such a way that you don't overburden that machine. And animals are living things. जब जानवरों को मैं चकाने का हुक्म है तो कमजोर औरतों की ताकत को भी देख कर उनसे काम और खिदमत लिया जाना चाहिए. When this is the command for animals, then for women in the house, don't let them overwork. Don't take too much work from them. How many of us we saw? How many women are in tension because of the attitude of men? That when they come home, table must be set properly, just the time, whatever. There mustn't be one thing wrong. My clothes, not one crease in my clothes. And this must be right, that must be right. We put them under so much pressure. We take such work from them. And the woman, like one doctor went to one friend's house. He saw his mother, what work she was doing in those days, the chimney, the black soup, and she's cleaning all that. He told her, man, this is not your work. If you have to do all this, how many things? So that way we should see how much work we take from our women. So when a command is for animals, don't overburden them. For that, and your partner of life, your partner who sleeps with you in bed, and you put her, you take, and also let us think, today we use the wife, she's a housewife, she's a mother, then she's your secretary also, and she's your tea girl also. She does your banking also. She runs your errands for your taking your children. You're very proud, my body, my child is becoming happy that you sleeping in the morning. Before Fajr, she has to go and drop the child. After Fajr, your sleep is first, she has to go and pick up. And when you get up the big lot, your hot breakfast must be ready. How much we taxing the woman? We don't realize, and the way we have put woman, if also you are, if we just check a little bit, it can be a radio station, it can be anywhere else. Like now Christmas time is coming. All Monday holidays these people. But who they will give them the awkward hours? It will be women that they give them their duties. The awkward times are all burdened by women generally. The poor, and they are proud that we are the executives. We are the hand-handed dangling, cell phone by the ear, car key they have got. And now we got freedom. They have enslaved you in such a way that your mind is destroyed, your body is destroyed. You've got no time for your children, you've got no time for your husband, no family life, no time for yourself. Is this freedom? But how they have fooled us, and we think this is all freedom. Unke thakne ke mutalliq sawab kya jaaye? On the day of Qiyamah, you will be asked that how much work you took from your woman, how much you burdened them. Aur apni samajh se bhi kaam liya jaaye. And use your brain also, that she's a human. How many of us, many families, they, when you choose a girl who can be, not as a daughter-in-law, not as a wife, but as a slave in the house. And they say them clearly that you have to slave in this house. Yeah, we make money, and our object, our God is money, and you have to work to make money. And this is what, this is the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. और अपनी समझ के लिए काम लिया जाए कि मारे शर्म के मोरोपत की शाही अंदर बता रही हूँ. एंड थिंक यूज योर ब्रेन. शी थिंक्स नाउ आई एम द हाउस वाइफ, आई हैव टू डू एंड हाउ मेनी डॉलर थी. बट द डे कम्स व्हेन दे एक्सप्लोड एंड देन दैट एक्सप्लोजन इज वर्स देन अ बॉम्ब एक्सप्लोडिंग. व्हेन अ वुमन एक्सप्लोड एंड ऑल द टाइम वी आर पुटिंग हैवी प्रेशर ऑन to do this work, to do that work, I want things this way, I want things that way, and we deny her so many things. To probably even visit her brother, visit her mother, how many of us we deny that? That this is, you can't go. This is not the way to treat a woman at all. Albatta zaruri hai ki aapki bhi shohar ki khidmat ko apni saadat aur nijaat ki aakhirat samjhe. There must be a balance also. The woman also, Islam is given. But now she also mustn't think, I'll sleep the whole day in bed, that I'm not going to do any work. She must think, serving my husband is my great honor, and my earning of my akhirat is a great thing. So I must serve my husband. But the man must also think, I mustn't take over the woman. What she does out of her happiness, but that also tells her, no, don't do this, this is not your work. I'll help you doing this. Or if you can afford it, people make for it. Let them make drink. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself did so much housework. He found us that the housewife, one of his wives, they are busy, he would sweep out the house. He would mend his own clothes. But this is beyond our dignity to do. Where are we going to sweep the house? Out of the question. Where are we going to do this menial work? But it wasn't menial for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we so great today that we can't do all this. اور ان کی عزت و احترام میں حق تعالیٰ کی خوشنودی سمجھے. And if the woman should think that making خدمت of my husband, Allah will be pleased with me. کیونکہ شوہر کی ناراضی سے ان پر لعنت کی وعید ہے. Well, the husband is without due cause. Without due cause, if he has got reason, what cause, he is unhappy with the wife, then Allah's curses fall on that man. But if it's unreasonable, he's not fair, then of course Allah's la'anat won't fall. But if he's within his limits and she has made him unhappy, she doesn't want to do anything in the house, Islam has divided the housework to the woman, outside work to the man. That also we have turned the tables around. And that man also, the woman has to go out to do all this work. They also working on the outside, men also working on the outside, the house is neglected. The children are neglected. And this is great deprivation and loss for the house, for the ummah also. May Allah let us understand and keep their parents properly and look after the woman. It's a very, very important thing which generally we are greatly neglectful. And we should take the lesson that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how he looked after the woman. And he told, the best amongst you is he who treats his wife, the woman, the best. And I treat my woman the best. Now this is not just to hear, but actually that we should make amal. We should try and become the best, not only outwardly, not tahajjud, or we go not in jama'at, regularly in the khanqah. And there we are like very pious, but in the house here. That is the place where we have to show our qualities. مزاح سید الانبیاء صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور اس سے مستمت مسائل. یہ حضرت جزاہ اللہ خیر has discussed the light-heartedness, the joking of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and the مسائل that are taken out. What a balance also. What fikr Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. And even if he had little while to smile, to joke, it was a very great thing. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the greatest duty that you haven't sent only for the Arabs or only for Saudi Arabia, for the whole world. And he wasn't only sent for his lifetime, but till the day of Qiyamah. And he was given the least time, 23 years of Nabuwah. It's impossible that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam achieved in 23 years, that Islam is still so strong in the world, and how people are prepared to give their life for Islam, for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was in, this is only the qualities of our Nabi. And in all that, he still had time to make a joke, to smile also. And so we also, many times we think, I'm very busy, I got no time today, don't trouble me, I'm very, very busy. That's not the attitude of a mu'min, of a ummati, that's not the attitude. In all your things, have time for your wife also. Have time to play with the children also. How many we just push the children away? Are the stones in our hearts or in our bosom or what? That we can't even kiss the child, we can't play with the child. This is very, very important. Mizah ki ta'rif. What is the meaning of joking? That also we don't understand. Many people, even between husband-wife relationship, we use such a thing and you say, I was just joking. Then the wife gets angry. You call that joking. Eh? Don't you know what is joking? You tell her, for example, I'm going to go get married to another woman. And you even mention the woman, etc. And then you tell her, I was just joking. After you tell her, what a dagger you said. She can't take that. And then you want to cover it up, I was joking. That's not a joke. We have to learn how to joke also. That's very important. In misal, ma'al ghayr, min ghayr ibad. That to be light-hearted, to be free-hearted with somebody without causing any harm to that person. You have how many friends also? And you insult the friend, you tell him bad things, etc. Then you say, I was just joking. That's not the joke anymore. Hurt the person's feelings, etc. But the deceit to be light-hearted, to be jovial, to be kind-hearted, but without causing any inconvenience in anyone. Tarjuma. Mizah naam hai kisi ke saath khush tabai ka, bashart ke liye izah. Khush tabai, to be nice, kind, to joke, to be light-hearted, but not to cause any inconvenience. And also in that, many of times we think we're making, we just be joking and we're making ghibat about people. We're poking fun at somebody, that he's like this, he said like that, and we're just joking. That's not joking, that's ghibat. A big haram, and we don't realize it, we don't accept it, so we don't make tawbah out of it also. And when that Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali said, ghibat is one of the major causes of cancer. Backbiting is one of the major causes of cancer. We do this, when cancer hits you now, then you don't even think that I did wrong. Where are you going to make tawbah? If a person got consciousness of deed, inshallah that person will make tawbah. اگر ایزا ہو تو وہ ایزا نہیں بلکہ تمسخر اور مزاق ہے. If there is causing inconvenience, hurting somebody's feelings, upsetting somebody, that is not joking. That is mocking. That is being sarcastic. That is playing the fool and playing with the izzat, the respect of people. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کبھی کبھی خوش طبعی فرمایا کرتے تھے. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes used to make jokes also. Now we hear that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made jokes morning till night, we making jokes. And all that, what jokes also? What is not called jokes also? This is also a serious matter. Wherever, especially ulama, especially muftis, you give people the tip of the finger, they take the whole arm. You tell women, alright, you can drive within your limits in your little town, in your area. They go to town and they go to everywhere, we got each other. And other women here, when they drive going around, far places without the kisa gave permission. You can drive with your women can drive. So we have to be very careful in these things. When you give the people the tip of your finger, they take the whole arm also. So we hear one time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made jokes whole night, from morning to night, laughing like mad people all the time. Sometimes you make a joke, that is the joke. چنانچہ حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ روایت کرتے ہیں نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حضرت انس خادم نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے میرے چھوٹے عقیہ کی ماں شریف بھائی کبشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے بلبل گایا تھا بلبل نائٹنگ ڈے A little bird, a beautiful little bird. Jiske maut se wo ghamgin tha. The bird died and the child was not saying, in fact, the bird had died. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne uska dil khush karne ke liye ikrar farmaya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make the little boy happy, told him, Ya Umay, Ma Abta Alam Lohay, that what happened to your bird? He climbed it nicely and in a nice way, just to make him happy. So things like that is in order. So may Allah give us topic to bring balance in our mizaj. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that dunya people, when they come home, then they rub their eyes from outside and they make a blame that then they come in like angry today. I had a very bad day in the office. I had shop, it was a bad day. I want the children to come near me. Don't, nobody must come. Like a wild wood you come in the house. That's not the way. And a Sufi person, religious person, he comes with a peep, just the eyes closed, SubhanAllah. And when you enter in the house, that's not the way to enter. He says, that's leaving for the Hajj. When you enter, smile with your wife, kiss her, take a little rose for her, take a chocolate for her, talk nicely, how did your day go today, how was everything, be nice, don't act as if you didn't notice her also. She dressed up a little bit, praise her for that. She put nice food, everything is ready, your dasturkhan is ready. Appreciate it. Show your appreciation. This is how we Muslim to the akhlaq of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless us with the teacher.